We're back here on Energy 106.7 FM as we get ready for tonight's big showdown to a semifinal game here at the Dome as Waukon takes on Williamsburg, and the head coach for the Waukon Indians, Chad Bierman, joins us now. And coach, how do you feel about your football team coming into this semifinal matchup against the Raiders?
Well, you know, we're a team that's got a good mix of older and younger players, and coming off, you know, last year we were in the semifinals and got beat, and I think it's been a goal for our kids to be back to this situation. So they're excited to have gotten that far, and then to see what they can do with it now that they have a chance.
Well, of course, you faced Williamsburg in the finals a couple of years ago, 2017. You beat them 29-0. We saw your football team then. How is this team maybe different from these past 2 years? You've obviously had tremendous success here recently.
Yeah, we moved on to a different quarterback. Doesn't quite run as much as the young man we had 2 years ago. A little bit more of a thrower. And we've been spreading people out a little bit more, throwing the ball around. We've got a bunch of kids that have receptions this year. And then defensively, we're moved to a little bit more of a 3-4 look instead of a 4-3 look, just because of playing more teams that were spread-based, which is obviously not what Williamsburg has been this year. But so, I mean, those would be the two most obvious changes.
Right. So how would you describe Creep Welch, your starting quarterback, just 8 yards short of 2,000 passing, and his ability to spread the ball around, I'm sure, is probably an impressive moment. You obviously got a good group of receivers, but – How would you talk about your passing game?
Well, I mean, Creed's he's about 6'3", 6'4", and can see the field well. And then we got a bunch of kids that can catch it. He's at his best, I think, when he is able to calmly look around, you know, and see what's there. He can run. He's rushed for a couple touchdowns, or I think like 6 touchdowns this year, but we prefer to give him enough time to look around and see what's there. Like I said, we've got a bunch of kids, got a couple running backs and receivers that can go get the ball and then do something with it when they catch it.
Well, Dawson, your leading running back rusher, he's got over 1,000 yards, averaging about 9 yards a carry. He can also catch it. How would you describe his skill set?
he's a kid that, you know, last year was – injured right away in the semifinals, went and caught a touchdown pass, and that was about all he played. So he's a kid that could be explosive in the run game, return game, and receiving game. He doesn't have quite the top end speed, but he can maneuver really well, spin, agile, and he's a tough, strong runner.
And how about defense? What has really stood out for you on the defensive end throughout this season?
You know, we've had we've been able to force a lot more three and outs this year than we were able to last year, which, like I said, that feeds into the offense. It's the offense up in good position. We know we'll be challenged this year. We've given up some points late in games and we had kids subbed down, but we have played pretty well as far as the scoring defense. We're more worried about, you know, scoring defense than yardage given up is more important to keep people out of the end zone than worry about the other little things. But we haven't quite got the turnovers last year. Turnovers were a huge factor for us, and we've gotten a few, but not anywhere near what we did last year. So, you know, it's a defense that's been better at the point of attack, maybe not quite as great in space, but I guess we'll see.
Yeah, well, you've gotten quite a few more turnovers in Williamsburg this year. I think 32 you forced and them only 23. What about Ethan O'Neill and Brennan Sweeney? And combined, they have like 10 sacks between them. I imagine you've had some success rushing the quarterback.
Yeah, those are our two outside linebackers in our base 3-4. And then when we go into a nickel package, they're the two edge rushers. They're both really good athletes. Obviously, Ethan's our second leading rusher. He's over 700 yards rushing, and one of our top receivers also. They're both 6'1", 6'2", kids in the 190 range, look like basketball players. And so they're both quick, and we'll get off the edge and make something happen there.
When you look at Williamsburg, what is your scouting report on the Raiders?
Well, obviously they've got a running back that is a threat to go all the way, just like they did 2 years ago, but a threat to go all the way on any play, and not necessarily where the play was designed to hit. They got a big offensive line that fires off the ball and gets after people. You know, the defense maybe doesn't have as many turnovers, but they seem to do a lot with them. I know they've scored a lot of interception returns and special teams returns. So, I mean, they're a team that's physical, but also has a lot of explosive potential in it.
Well, one of Williamsburg's strengths is their team speed. How do you match up in terms of the speed aspect?
We've got decent speed. We're not, you know, we don't have that kind of speed. I mean, we did have one of our young men qualified in, you know, the 100, but it wasn't anywhere near the level that we're seeing out of Williamsburg. So, I mean, that is a concern, obviously, and you know, we'll just see. And then on the turf, it's even more of a concern. It's not a sloppy field; it's a field where the fast become faster. So, we'll just make sure we take good angles and try to keep them in front of us.
And how do you feel about the battle at the line of scrimmage in this ball game? And both teams physical. Both teams are on a roll right now going into the semifinals. Where do you see that battle lying?
It'll just be a matter of, you know, they've got some really big linemen. We've got a couple that are pretty good size too, more so on the defensive line than our offensive line. But teams that can hold up and hold their angles and hold their gaps will be the team that comes out in with the victory.
Well, Coach, really appreciate your time here on our pregame show, and best of luck to you and your Indians here tonight. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Chad Bierman, head coach for WaCon, joining us here on our pregame show here on Energy 106.7 FM.